This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I don't know how to start this broadcast without just being completely honest. I have never been more concerned about the state of this country and the world. I've never been more concerned about the state of InfoWars itself, because every week now we are challenging establishment narratives and literally changing the entire debate and then winning. And it's scary to be, in many cases, the lead ship in a battle smashing the enemy. Because that means they're going to train all their guns on us. In fact, they've already done that. But because they're so discredited and so loathed and so hated, all that does is elevate us. They're losing the info war miserably, the globalists that have occupied this country. There are thousands of articles in the last 2 days, thousands, if you search Google News, that attack yours truly, many times the centerpiece of the article. But I was just randomly clicking on like CBS News pieces bashing Donald Trump for coming out and questioning Scalia's death. And sure enough, I'm in that piece. Then I clicked an ABC piece. Didn't have my name on it. Boom, I was in it. So when I say thousands, folks, there's 19,000 that have my name in it in the last 2 days. But a lot of that's in the comment section. But then there's still many others where my name isn't tagged on it, and I'm front and center being attacked. And it's the same formulaic. I call that shake and bake. Like box pancakes. You just pour the powder in, add milk, stir it up, and cook them. Where it's written the same way. Jones believes in aliens and vampires and goblins. Jones is deeply racist, and he says Obama himself strangled Scalia in his bed in southwest Texas on the Mexican border, and that he also killed Leonard Nimoy. And this is Daily Beast and major publications and major newspapers are completely misrepresenting to a level I've never seen, and they're doing it in unity. If you've read one of these articles, you've read them all. I've probably read, let's not exaggerate, couple hundred of these last couple days. And when there's thousands, you can't even keep track of it. And then there's all these weird comments like red-faced with an unfortunate pustule on his forehead. Yes, I don't wear makeup. And yes, I was putting my bags in a cab to go to the airport in Cancun on a short working vacation last week and leaned forward and gouged a hole in my forehead and was bleeding, and it's almost healed, but I got pretty good skin. I love to fry it in the sun. I'm a sun worshiper, but I got good skin here. But let's say I had bad skin. Let's just say for the sake of argument, I have horrible skin. I mean, I do have a few sunspots and things. What does that have to do with what I'm saying? And it just goes on from there. And it's crazy, kooky, ugly, fat, dumb, pustules. I mean, it's all these articles start basically the same. Kook, nut, crazy, racist. You insert that, and then the article is the same. When he's not talking about space aliens or blah, 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 he says that Obama murdered Scalia. No, I said it's state law, and by the way, we have the article on InfoWars.com. It's linked on DrudgeReport.com. It's state law that unless it's an attending physician, you cannot waive the autopsy. A judge can do that if the attending physician has waived it. And that's what police detectives everywhere are saying. Everybody knows who's informed what's going on. They just hope the public isn't. So all we said is, hey, this looks really suspicious. And the rest of the world says, absolutely. The police say that.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Kitty Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Waging war on corruption. Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We've warned folks for a long time that when the globalists bring in their planetary world government, which they've almost completed, it will be cashless, so they can micromanage, track everything you do, and take money directly out of your accounts, charge you for wiring your paycheck in, do banker bailouts, do all these different bail-ins. And then when they started announcing it, that's when you know they're getting ready to drop the world economy and implode it, and then roll out a new global currencies based on strategic drawing rights. Now, the reason I've known this for more than a decade is the Club of Rome, the Davos Group, and others, and leaks out of Bilderberg, have been on record saying there's going to be a worldwide financial meltdown, which they were engineering. And then when that happened, they would need a new global currency to base all currencies under. So you'll still have your dollars or your yen or your yuan or your euros, but they will be based in that global digital benchmark, which will then give the top globalists over $100 trillion in excess tax money per decade. That's the London Telegraph and BBC. 4 years ago at Davos, they agreed, basically had a consensus meeting, world leaders with corporate leaders, that they would basically start phasing out cash by first getting rid of $1,000 bills, then $100 bills, and then down to $1 bills. They will ban all cash. And they don't care. They'll now run the drugs and just deliberately wire the money into their own accounts. The big banks openly launder all the narcotics money. We're talking 98% of it worldwide and don't get in trouble. Our own troops are ordered to load the C-130s with the opium and heroin to fly it into Russia and the United States. I mean, they even have newscasts admitting it. So reality has been basically suspended. Common sense has been suspended. And now Larry Summers, set to be the new Fed head, and many others, the head of the European Central Bank and others, have all come out in unison the last 3 days, as well as four of the five global bank heads, and called for banning cash in the next 5 years. And they say start with the $100 bill. They're talking about banning the 100 euro bill, the 500 euro bill, and more this year. So it is on, ladies and gentlemen, claiming it's dirty and it's organized crime. No, it lets an underground economy operate in a total surveillance state run by the narcotics trafficking banks. I mean, to have Larry Summers, the architect of the derivatives fraud, the architect of the carbon taxes with Ken Lay, the guy with Obama's predecessor, Bill Clinton, who engineered much of what we're under, lecturing us about global mafias is, again, like having Bugsy Siegel or Al Capone lecture us on battling organized crime. It is the height of over-the-top bizarro hypocrisy. Simply amazing. We're going to get into that. It is a big deal. This signifies Hammerfall. I mean, we're in it. They're going to bring us down into a hardcore depression. They're waiting to announce the depression we're already entering worldwide until after the election. That's why they probably are going to let a Republican in so they can blame them. And that's Donald Trump's biggest problem, is that they'll lower the stock market down another 40, 50%. They will implode the economy further. The public will panic, and they'll go on TV and say it's Donald Trump and the conservatives' faults and the libertarians' fault. And so it is now, you know, time to do whatever we say and set up this new global SDR world currency system for a new line of credit. But to have it, we've got to have carbon taxes. We've got to have wellhead taxes. We've got to have by-the-mile taxes in your car. Oh, the boxes worldwide were put in 10 years ago. That's going to work perfect. They just fell in your car by accident. The smart meters just fell into your house worldwide by accident. And this whole admitted MIT grid to tax and trace everything you do will go into place. Total surveillance, total micromanagement. You think Amazon, for 2 years now, can already have what you're about to order a day before boxed and ready to ship with 99.9999, in their own words, percentage accuracy? If you've been a long-term user, they know what you're going to buy before you do. What do you think they're going to have with total Internet of Things, smart dust, RFID, third-dimensional tracking software? We will enter into what Isaac Asimov envisioned, total time, future, and future control systems. I told you this 20 years ago was their plan, because I was told this by NSA whistleblowers. 2 years ago, Google came out and admitted and released its founding documents from 17 years ago that they were set up by the CIA, the Pentagon, and the NSA with major industry heads to create an AI computer to control the reality, by first predicting the future, then putting stimuli in through the worldwide grid to control the future. Wired Magazine last year came out with the big prize-winning 30-page article admitting it all. Notice again, I told you with precision exactly what was going on. Now, shifting gears, let's show how they play games. Yesterday, it was 1,800 in the morning. It was many, many more thousands of articles attacking yours truly. Normally front and center in mainstream news, newspapers, CBS News, ABC News, Fox News, everything. 19,000+ as of this morning. Let's go to the AI computer grid for TV viewers, for radio listeners. I'll describe it. Let's pull up the artificially intelligent NSA interface. There it is on screen. And you've got 19,006 articles with Alex Jones, Scalia, and conspiracy in them. But you have to have all those terms for it to show up. You can narrow it and even more come up. You say, well, why is that? Because then it targets in on the specifics. Now, what do they do in all of the articles mixed together? Kook, nut, crazy, violent, racist in the headline. Then they say, in a blurry video with a pustule on his head and ugly red skin, he said Obama strangled Anthony Scalia in his bed. And then they go on to make the next joke. And Jones, so ignorant, can't even get his name right, Anton Scalia. That's like saying I can't get my name right. My name is Alexander. I go by Alex. He went by Anthony. Anthony is the English translation of the Latin Antonin Scalia. And guys, I ask you to pull it up. Will you please put up Antonin on screen for folks? That is the Latin of Anthony. So it's like if a guy I'm talking about is named Jesus, and then I anglicize it and say he's Jesus. It's the same spelling, same thing. With this, it's basically the same. This is the games they play, ladies and gentlemen. It's like, oh, he couldn't even get his name right. It's Alexander, not Alex. Antonin. In Latin. And then it goes to break it down that it is Anthony. You go into Spanish, Antonio, a whole bunch of different translations of it. But it's anglicizing, but yes, Antonin Scalia. Anthony Scalia. The point is, this is the games they play. I said, it's suspicious how they announced everything right away, said nothing suspicious, told us he was real sick when that isn't what his doctor actually said. Then I said, if they don't have an autopsy and they announce it really quick that they're not, you know the fix is in. Boom, next morning that happened. Now they've got head detectives, current and former, all over the news, prominent detectives, the heads of squads. We can put those on screen. I saw it in a CBS news piece, ABC news piece. It was in New York Post saying you always have an autopsy of someone prominent like this, and you certainly don't announce it right away. This is incredibly suspicious. Detectives question lack of autopsy in Scalia's death. These are head forensics and homicide division detectives in D.C., in New York, and other major cities. And you read their quotes, quote, I'm dumbfounded. Quote, I almost fell out of my chair. I couldn't believe it. Why would you not do an autopsy? Or why would you instantly announce such a rush to not have one? Because you're just going to put him in the vehicle, decide where to send him under jurisdiction, send it there, and then the medical examiner comes in and looks at him. You can say, oh, he may have died in his bed. He was old. But you don't say, oh, cause of the death natural, because I'm a judge. You didn't even see the body. I talked to somebody on the telephone. Here's one of the detectives. Says, so I think under the circumstances, it's not unreasonable to request an autopsy, despite the fact that he has pre-existing ailments and the fact that he's almost 80 years old. You want to be sure that it's not something other than natural causes. He's not at home. There are no witnesses. So I come out and I say, man, this is just perfect timing. The key person at the key time doesn't have a security detail. He dies. Then they don't have an autopsy. They take him hundreds of miles away. They act super suspicious. They dump his fluids down the drain, at the funeral home. And we send reporters down there to talk to the judges, to talk to the funeral home. We have all the interviews. They're up on InfoWars.com. All of this happens. We're doing real journalism. I'm here as a pundit, though, pointing out our journalism, our research, and getting upset about it. And their response is, he has a big pustule on his head. I had a small cut on my head from hitting it on the trunk of a car, of a taxi cab. The guy opened it too quick when I was leaning over with a bag and hit me in the head. Big deal. Tiny cut. Little red spot on my head. But it doesn't matter. Why are they changing the subject with all these tactics to red-faced pustules? Yeah, I like going out in the sun. You bet. I was just at the beach last week. Big deal. I like you don't hang around in the dark and, glow in the dark. I'm excited. I have energy. I'm in the sun. You're in the dark. I get it. It's a nice metaphor. So this is how they operate. When they talk about Hillary, they talk about, how she looks, she's about to die, or how Larry Summers, that wants to go cashless, looks like a troll from under a bridge, or that Madeleine Albright looks like a troll creature. Oh, no, that would be sexist. That would be racist against green-skinned trolls. So it's just amazing. And meanwhile, Obama says, oh, he may just go ahead and appoint someone in an emergency stead, never before been done to the Supreme Court. But everything's fine here. Scalia was just about to rule on the whole gun-grabbing agenda, the open borders. He just shot down their carbon taxes, and he's deader than a hammer. This sends a message.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you a man who's hearing this sound more often? Do you wake up several times a night to pee? It could be your prostate, because an aging prostate can lead to more frequent urges to urinate. So what can you do? Call now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Peak Life Prostate, our number one non-prescription formula for prostate health. For the small cost of shipping and handling, a free bottle can be yours. For details, call 1-800-936-5416. Peak Life Prostate works because it has a special ingredient that's clinically shown to support normal prostate size. You'll have fewer urges to urinate, and you'll wake up less at night to go, so you can live your life with more energy, more intimacy, and less flushing. Hurry, get your bottle of Peak Life Prostate while supplies last. Call 1-800-936-5416. 1-800-936-5416. 1-800-936-5416.
Everybody knows that the days are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
Highly dangerous radioactive material stolen, sparking fears of ISIS dirty bomb. That's the London Independent. Grudge has it red linked. Hawaii declares state of emergency over Zika and Da Nang fever. Again, they're calling for a ban on cash worldwide. globally, concerted central banks together in unison are acting as a global tyranny. We're going to be breaking that down, the latest on South Carolina and more. A bunch of big guests today. You know, for Larry Nichols' own safety, I don't give up people's sources here on air. But Larry Nichols was obviously very well known in the whole Clinton regime, and then in the early years of the Clinton White House, was there in D.C. exposing him. And he did talk to a Supreme Court justice that was looking into all of this. And an hour and a half after he talked to that Supreme Court justice, and he was on our show, a black SUV came up his rural road and parked in front of his house. We've been there and interviewed him before. He got a photo of it. And then he called the police, and they went, and they were Department of Homeland Security. And so the police basically said that that's that. When Nichols goes out, they drive off. When he goes back in, they drive back up. That is going on. And he is still awaiting the call back from the Supreme Court justice. Just to give folks a hint, because this is what he said we could say, from Clarence Thomas to him, in 1970, Congress passed a law that said a president in his last year of his last term cannot appoint a recessed Supreme Court justice except under one condition: that there's a crisis from the court itself. They're now billing this as a crisis. Since Scalia died, you now have a court that is 4-4 ball game. I know we all know this, but this is from Clarence Thomas. So Obama can appoint what is called an emergency appointment. What is the criteria of an emergency appointment approval? Who killed Scalia? Supreme Court was in the middle of dealing with the Syrian refugee issue, whether to make them legal. This is now being held up by Scalia's death. Obama may be able to appoint an emergency court justice. If he wants to make Holder his emergency court appointment, Obama will most probably claim Holder and Lynch that have, since they've already gone through the strenuous approval process to oversee the Justice Department, can be assigned by him bypassing Congress. The 1970 law was reaffirmed by Schumer in 07. That is from Clarence Thomas, according to Larry Nichols. And we have other very credible people like Matt Drudge talking to a certain Supreme Court justice at dinner saying they were going to drop the hammer this year and come after everybody in our free speech. And 19,000 news articles around the world are making fun of us. But the police detectives now from California to New York to D.C. are in the news saying it is preposterous. In fact, I saw some of the video on a CBS report. It's like Trump, you know, questions Scalia to CBS News, if you Google it from last night. And then I'm in there, but at the end they have one of the head detectives from New York, in fact, the head of the department, saying it's ridiculous. It's always a murder scene, especially with a public figure. You don't just instantly announce it anyway. Something's going on here. Yeah, stuff like this has never happened before. Imagine if Obama died and they said he had a pillow over his head. And that's what Poindexter, the friend of Obama, the big donor of Obama, said when he found him. He had a pillow, quote, over his head. And he told that to three different newspapers. But don't worry now. They're making fun of us in hundreds of publications, hundreds I saw, saying Justice Scalia was not found with a pillow over his face. It was above his head. So, see, it's not that they've changed their story now. It's that we were wrong to actually quote him. Oh, did I mention they said I had a sunburn in the video? And a quote, pustule? How about bubonic plague on my head? How about AIDS? Let's make it worse. You know, a tiny cut from the edge of a trunk that was opened as I was leaning over. I think we've all done that. No. My crime is I had a millimeter and a half cut on my head that's already healed. In fact, can we zoom in on the pustule for the news so they can maybe have a few thousand news stories about that and just look at how diseased I am, how ugly I am, that I don't even wear makeup on TV? I mean, I am just, oh my gosh, look at it. Yeah, how about a story about all my sun damage? How much I love it. Look at that. I'm a man. Yeah, I got red blood. I got brown skin. Look at that. Look at that tiny little cut right there. It's almost healed. Man, isn't that sick and filthy? Look at those teeth, too. Look at those ugly little things. No caps on those, all natural, no braces. Look at those genetics. Look at that filth. Look at that ugly boil-covered rat.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got a jam-packed transmission, obviously, and we're 33 minutes into it. I've got to start getting into more of the news here. David Knight and crew are about to join us from Southwest Texas. He is in an internet free zone, so he is joining us via telephone. Max Kaiser comes on to break down the move towards killing cash and more. Dr. Steve Pachinik on the big geopolitical developments that are taking place and what he thinks as a former assassin and in a former black ops commander who overthrew major governments on record, what he thinks. I don't know his view yet on the Scalia situation, the Anthony Scalia situation, or let me use the Latin, Antonin Scalia. Same thing in American. Jesus, Jesus, potato, patata. That's the media playing games saying I got his name wrong. That's not what happened. He went by Anthony with many people. Speaking of Anthony, Anthony Gucciardi will be hosting the fourth hour today, or it may be due because a bunch of stuff's come up and we're in the middle of working on some really, really big stories right now. Before I do that, I want to just be clear that I'm not saying that Mr. Poindexter had anything to do with Scalia's death, because he looks completely dumbfounded and freaked out. You had 30 people there that were guests. You had over 100 people there that work there. There's all sorts of, you know, crazy people that could have even acted on their own. Who knows? And I'm not saying that's the case. The timing, the way it was handled, the way they didn't want an autopsy right away, the way they said no foul play right away, all of it stinks to high heaven. But I don't know why he would then say there was a pillow over his face if he was somehow involved. So I want to be clear. People are innocent until proven guilty. And I don't think that Mr. Poindexter is a suspect. I think the whole situation is suspect and should have been investigated. And that's what... Guys, will you reprint me the New York Post, but it's also in the L.A. Times, you name it, because I want to read those quotes from head detectives, homicide detectives, head crime scene directors. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them now. There were like two or three a few days ago. Now I've seen more than 10 in the news alone saying, this is crazy. This looks like a cover-up. I mean, I took some criminology classes. I read a lot of crime books. I watch a lot of crime shows on TV. You know, the real world ones, not the fiction ones. Everybody knows this is default stuff being ignored. I'm not a cop, though. I'm not a head detective, homicide detective. And they're saying this, that they almost, quote, fell out of their chairs, were, quote, dumbfounded, couldn't believe it. These are the exact quotes of every one of them. Dumbfounded, almost fell out of my chair, almost unbelievable, couldn't believe it. That's four different quotes from four different detectives in two different articles I've read. Couldn't believe it. And then I'm demonized for being the first person to come out and say, they're saying, looks like no foul play right away, and they're not giving out any details, and they didn't tell the world till 7 hours after he was found, and Obama knew 2 hours after, and the whole thing looks weird, and they say locals have taken over the investigation when it's a high-level federal officer. There's statutes that the feds are over it. All this is ignored. You have a judge saying, I determined all this without looking at him. And I said, if they say no autopsy in the morning, red flags, folks. And then that happened. And now they say, oh, it wasn't a pillow on the head. It was behind the head hanging over. Give me a break. Give me a break. And you say, well, if it was foul play, why would you leave the pillow there to be obvious? That's a message if that's what happened. And that's what the police and former CIA people and former Army intelligence people are saying, because that's the exact thing you do to send a message. Now, we're going to go to an amazing two-minute confrontation that David Knight had with this judge, Cinderella. That's her Cinderella story fairy tale here in just a moment. Judge Cinderella Guevara. And nobody else will go talk to him. Michael Savage said 2 days ago, you know, where's the coward media? Who's going to go down there and talk to him? Well, we got five reporters down there right now. Wayne Madsen, David Knight, Joe Biggs, Kit Daniels, and our camera guy, Josh Owens, all doing a fabulous job putting their lives on the line. Believe me, this is dangerous stuff. And the fact that they got a DHS SUV out there, and the police came out there yesterday at Larry Nichols' house, they got his phones listened to, and they are scared to death of who he was talking to that day, reportedly, and are out there just waiting. And then obviously they probably went and got to the justice. I mean, this country is in a lot of trouble, folks. This country, this is an internal coup by the globalists going on, by foreign banking institutions. They admit they've taken over Spain, Portugal, Italy, Greece, Cyprus. They're taking Ukraine. The globalists are taking over financially. So I want to go to the intro of a report that John Bound filed that's very powerful at InfoWars.com. Just a minute or so of it. It's a 6.5-minute report. No autopsy for Scalia, yet autopsies for illegals, all illegals, found dead on or around the Texas border. Here it is.
What can he do to me? Or to any of us? We have life tenured, and we have it precisely so that we will not be influenced by politics, by threats from anybody.
What the hell is this?
That's a message. It means local brassy sleeps with the fishes.
And then, of course, you've got in Godfather 2, the guy trying to kill the Jewish gangster, sneaking around with his pillow, wanting to suffocate him in the hospital. And that's why everybody's asking questions. And so what you see is this lie crashing down, that we're not allowed to ask questions and that we don't believe known liars. And Obama says, I'm good at killing people. Hillary says, I came, we saw, he died. I mean, they'll order our troops left in Benghazi. Of course they'll pull stuff. This is the Clintons. Everything standing again. He just shot down with a ruling trillions in carbon taxes in the next decade. He just killed it. The only deciding key vote to stop it and wrote the opinion a week before. Dead. Dead. That's not suspicious. Trillions hanging in the balance. Top judge dies. Nothing suspicious. You're crazy to ask questions. And all they can say is space aliens. Alex has a sunburn. He has a boil on his head. You know, just all this bull. Just shake and bake. This is the best you've got to offer. We're going to David Knight. But first, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. We need your prayers. We need you to realize you shouldn't take this for granted. I know you don't. Everyone should be telling their friends and family about the show. Everyone should be sending to Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and shooting videos about the articles we're writing and covering. Everyone should be sending this to talk radio hosts in your area. Everyone should be calling in. Everyone should be extremely aggressive right now with all the intel we're putting out. And also supporting the broadcast financially so I can put five reporters in South Texas within 24 hours of a major breaking story, or send them to Bilderberg, or send them to Davos, or send them to South Carolina or Iowa or New Hampshire. We are putting on all sail. We are hiring people. We are taking action. We are doing major news agency activities with no corporate funding and no banker bailout stimulus money like NBC. It is imperative that you check out the game-changing nutraceuticals just because they're so revolutionary and so good. We can't keep it in stock because some of the herbs are so rare in their true organic wet form, cold-pressed. And I've tried to even talk to Grip about changing the formulas because I want to have it in. Can we have a few of these be dry herbs? He says, no, it won't work as good. Okay, fine. Liver Shield is constantly sold out. It would be our best-selling product. It's been gone for months, as you know. I don't have to plug it, they were explaining to me. It's selling so fast in the limited supply we got. There's an Oxy Power special with it as well. Liver Shield is now back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com. You can go to InfoWarsLife.com and see the informational videos about Lean and others doing the liver cleanse. We keep selling out of Liver Shield with every new run, and for good reason. You've heard my personal liver flush story using Liver Shield, and the results are dramatic in what it does to the gallbladder and the rest of it. Liver Shield uses a powerful blend of organic and wildcrafted herbs specifically formulated to support natural function and detoxification of liver and gallbladder. And get the number one rated advanced liver cleanse pack with Liver Shield and Oxy Powder that you need for the cleanse at InfoWarsLife.com while supplies last. The Liver Shield, and learn about how to perform a liver flush at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, that is a limited run, InfoWarsLife.com. We have BrainForce back in stock. You can also go to InfoWars.com/newsletter, get exclusive videos, articles, and exclusive coupon codes for InfoWarsStore.com. We have the all-new ProPure ProMax shower filter that cuts all the garbage out and flows so incredibly fast. The very best shower filter out there for the price. 10% off promo code WATER. But this is what it comes down to. We also have 20% off for the next week on Super Male and Super Female Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com. Try the products. Fund the operation. Be part of the revolution to help your body be healthier. We know how the globalists are targeting us. We know how to formulate nutraceuticals that nobody else has formulated because we understand the attack plan. It isn't just what your body needs. It's things that counter the enemy. And it's changed my life. This knowledge that we have is so important on every front. The knowledge we have helps us fund ourselves because we can put out nutraceuticals that blow everyone away and that top health sites are drooling over. The supplement Nazis worship it. You know, the supplement hippie Nazis go and get our stuff and test it and freak out over it. Because we're the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. Try it out today, InfoWarsStore.com. I'm done, but we need the funds to continue on in the enemy's face. And God bless you all for your support. We salute you. Now, I want to go to this amazing video that's up on InfoWars.com right now and then to David Knight. Judge in Scalia death turns back on reporters when questioned on the procedures. And there's another article that's linked to DrudgeReport.com where Kit Daniels talks to the other judge and they go over the code, the state code, so you have to have an attending physician who's basically on the medical facility that you're at to be able to say they think the cause of death is natural without an autopsy, and still the judge can disregard that. But no, this is just they claim somebody there said everything was fine over a telephone. This is unprecedented. And so Knight doesn't put up with them saying, you know, you can't talk to the judge. He like old-fashioned reporters, like a gumshoe, like a Mickey Spillane with our great crew. He bulls his way in there and asks her real questions, and here is that dramatic true journalism.
I want to speak to you, Judge Lamar. My name is David Knight.
All right.
And in regards to I just had a quick question. Are you from the Sheriff's Office?
No, I'm from the City County Council.
Oh, okay. Hi, Judge.
Hello.
I had a quick question. We're with the press. My name is David Knight. I had a couple of questions going back and forth between the sheriff. I wasn't really clear how the federal marshals were involved, because the press reports that I've seen are conversations back and forth between you and the sheriff, but I was trying to tie down a timeline as to who was involved at what point, who made the decisions on the autopsy. Was that something the federal marshals were involved in? Or?
I've given a statement to the Big Bend Sentinel. You'll have to go to them. They have my official statement.
So they're your spokesman? Because this is a story of national importance.
Right now, so if you'd like to get that.
I understand. This is a story of national importance. And yes. There's a lot of people who are very concerned that procedures were not followed. And they want to know who was making that decision. Was that something the sheriff was doing? Or is it something the federal marshals were doing? Or is it something you were doing?
Procedure was followed. And they have my statement.
Okay. She doesn't want to talk about what's happened here, and we understand why.
Usual
procedure. You've got a judge who, over the phone, pronounces the Supreme Court justice dead. We don't need to see anything. It's all done. You had two judges who passed this on because they couldn't physically go. She doesn't think it's important enough to go. She says, we can talk to the local paper. I don't know if it's a livestock paper, what it is, to get their statements. She's given them a statement. She's not going to talk to anyone else except the local paper.
So she's directing
what
the
relationship
paper.
Is. But she doesn't have a relationship with us. She doesn't want us to ask her any questions. That's what this is all about.
And don't worry, none of the other prostitute media will ask any real questions as well. But we have the article up on InfoWars.com. It's also on DrudgeReport.com. Scalia death, judge likely violated law. Scalia was not expected to die at any moment. That's a lie, too. Notice all this is just injected in there. They've changed the story. They said it was a heart attack. It wasn't. Joining us now over the phone. He's been out at the ranch. They're going to leave soon and go upload all the incredible video they've got. There's no internet out there. They're now at the ranch where Scalia died. They were able to tweet out some photos, I noticed. We can pull those up, that it's totally deserted. And it's business as usual, it looks like. Joining us is David Knight. David, great job. When they outside said, no, she's not going to talk to you, to fill in the rest of the story, talk to the paper.
Thank you.
You went ahead and went in. So good job, David.
Thank you, Alex. Let me give you a little bit of context to that as well. We'd gone, before we talked to you yesterday live on the radio, we'd gone to the judge's office and talked to the secretary. She was not very encouraging that we were going to ever get an interview with her. Took my number and would not make an appointment, wouldn't tell us.
So you didn't just bull in the first time. You didn't just bull in there.
No.
And you were very polite. You were very forceful.
Exactly. That's what people need to understand. And then after we had done the interview with you on the radio, we were standing on the main street of town, and walking down the sidewalk was the secretary. And so I approached her again. I said, any more news? This is when we might be able to talk to the judge. She said, well, the judge isn't going to talk to anyone. She's trying to release all of her information through Big Bend Now, which is this little teeny tiny paper down the sidewalk down this one street they've got. And so I said, look, this is, same thing I said to her. This is a story of national importance. I'm trying to establish a timeline. I want to know who made these decisions, when they made them. Were the U.S. Marshals involved? Why hasn't the FBI said something about this? What kind of federal involvement have you had? Because the only thing I see here is this back and forth, doing the inquest over the phone, with this judge and the sheriff, who also would not talk to us, tried to talk to the sheriff as well.
And by the way, we're showing incredible drone footage of the super luxury ranch. Wow, I'd like to stay there, but I don't have the money to. Wow, that place is incredible. It's got a huge freshwater lake. Yeah. Man, that looks awesome.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Beautiful place. Very, very, very quiet. I think we're the only guests here right now. But she left, and when she left, Josh said, you know, the judge might be over there in her office now. I said, well, let's go. And so that's what happened before that. We'd already been given a brush off twice. We knew she wasn't going to talk to us. And I just wanted to talk to her and let her know that we know what's going on. And, you know, Alex, what's happening with this is the same thing in microcosm that we see on the national level. You got the politicians and their favorite media, and they're the only ones that they'll talk to. And so, you know, you get this little tiny paper, which is like a penny saver type of paper there, just running local ads and people selling stuff. That's the only people that she will talk to. We're supposed to get all of our information from them. And, of course, they're not going to ask her any questions. They're not going to ask her anything that's
uncomfortable. David, stay there. You deserve a Pulitzer Prize. I'm watching the drone footage that you guys got, that Josh got. It's beyond PBS or National Geographic. I am just dumbfounded at the team we've got. Thank God. We have built such an incredible team, and all the credit goes to the listeners. It's just amazing.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. We were once more of a free country.
All those
now when I have a whistleblower on like Larry Nichols, they got DHS parked outside his house. Police show up, say they can't do anything.
Deadlines and commitments.
just gets worse and worse. Under Obama, the greatest persecution of the press this country's ever seen. The greatest persecution of whistleblowers and exposed criminal activity. And we're under greater threat from ISIS and Al-Qaeda than ever, and we're told there's an imminent attack coming. But our government's opened up our borders. They've now openly admit that much of Europe's under martial law. That's mainstream news today. They're basically saying, yeah, it's called a civil emergency, but it's martial law. A permanent emergency to deal with the radical Muslims they brought in. And I always tried to figure out, hey, they're bringing these people in when they attack. What's going to happen? Aren't the politicians going to get in trouble? No, they're going to be hailed as heroes like George W. Bush, who didn't protect us on 9/11. Let it happen, bare minimum. 28 pages proves that. Donald Trump has the courage. I mean, he just went from like 95 with me to like 99% right there. I admire him, his courage. They say, oh, he sounds like a liberal Democrat. He doesn't sound like a liberal Democrat. He sounds like a truth teller. They did let us get attacked, bare minimum. Going back to David Knight, just incredible. I had no idea how gorgeous that ranch is down there. I know why a lot of folks want to go there, obviously. Here I'm plugging how beautiful it is, you know, for the folks that we've been critical of, because the whole thing needs to be investigated. I'm not saying any one person I think is a suspect, David. I want to just say the whole thing sounds like an Agatha Christie novel. This stinks to high heaven. Other points, David Knight.
Yeah, Alex, you know, anybody could have done this. One of the interesting things about this hotel is it is so far out, so isolated.
It could have been the Mexican Mafia, yeah. And I'm not saying they did it. I'm just saying it could be anybody. This is a very, very high crime area.
Yeah, there's no room keys. You can't lock your room once you leave it. You can latch it while you're in there, and they've got a key they can open up that latch. But there's not any room key that you can lock your valuables away or lock up your room when you're not there.
And by the way, folks, I want to be clear. When I am out over the years for security, I don't do it because I'm a coward. I do it because I know how they operate. They kill you when you're on the road. I barricade my doors when I'm sleeping alone on a mission. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say the other thing is, you know, there's no phone in the room. I mean, if you are sick and you need some help or something, there's no phone to call them. And I thought it was very interesting when we checked in, they had each and every one of us sign a release statement acknowledging that we are hours away from any kind of medical care. I've never had that happen at a hotel either that I stayed at. I don't know if that's something they did after the Scalia incident or if that's a procedure we're going to ask him if that's something that's new.
Well, I got to say, I mean, I don't normally just sit here and gush about a great job you guys are doing, but great job. And also Kit getting in there and just all of you. But Kit getting in there and talking to the other judge, having the judge on audio admit, yeah, I mean, I tried to get out there, you know, do my job and actually see the body, but we didn't. I mean, we've got some amazing admissions here, David.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's the key, Alex, is that everybody's looking at this and say, the process does not make any sense. And we need to understand who made the decisions, when these decisions were made, why wasn't there involvement at the federal level? It was known for a very long time before they destroyed the evidence by doing an embalming of the body. It was known for a very long time who this was. And so that's the question that everybody has. And then when they clam up, they won't talk to anybody. They give us, you know, you could argue that it's semantics about the pillow or whatever, but they won't talk to people about it. Then it makes it look even more suspicious. That's what we're looking at. I thought it was ironic. When we went into the judge's office, the only picture she had on the wall was a very large portrait of JFK. How ironic is that? I mean, I feel like I'm back in time here, you know, this kind of conspiracy. Don't, you know, move along. There's nothing to see here.
I'm surprised they didn't go further and just say that JFK died of natural causes, because they did that with Benazir Bhutto and they shot her up in a motorcade. And that's the new thing is just that they may deny that Scalia, Anthony Scalia, ever existed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.